WBEZ, Chicago.
I'm John DiLiberto, and you're hearing Echoes. Happy Roads has been compared to Kate Bush, and her music has that magical resonance that permeates Bush's best work. Despite her name, though, her early music depicted an unhappy life populated by tormentors, aliens, and hidden traumas. With her first CD, Warpaint, however, Happy Roads switches gears with a richly textured, outward-looking music of affirmation.
Always by my immortal side.
Later on, we'll be talking with Happy Rose, who's just released 4 CDs worth of her earlier music. I've also got something from Liz Story, Peter Gabriel, and Ancient Future, coming up on Echoes. You're listening to Echoes, and I'm John DiLiberto. Later on, we'll be talking with techno singer-songwriter Happy Rose, but first, this is Lightstream and the Waterways album. Happy Rhodes has a voice that can reach angelic heights and worldly lows, and her music mixes technology with science fiction imagery. She got the name Happy from her brother, who couldn't pronounce Kimberly when she was a baby. But Happy doesn't describe the life or the early music of this artist. Her newest album is Warpaint, but she's just released 4 CDs worth of earlier material, Rhodes 1, Rhodes 2, Rearmament, and Ecto. Kimberly Haas travels down Happy Rhodes.
Happy Rhodes began writing songs when she was 14 years old in upstate New York. That was 12 years ago, and although she put her music out on cassettes, few people ever heard it. And that really wasn't the point, because Happy Rhodes was driven.
Did 5 songs per night, including vocals and mixing them, and just whip them off in that manner, and I'd make a lot of mistakes and I wouldn't care. Because getting it down on tape was the most important thing, you know. At the time that I was recording most of that material, I had no idea that it was going to be released, that people were going to be hearing it. But I knew it was important to get it down on tape, because I was writing it so quickly, you know. I was very prolific.
Happy Rhodes' artistic life were divided into periods. This would be called her Black Era. Listening to these 4 early CDs, you hear a woman seeking catharsis and escape, and the signposts of a broken home are obvious.
Broken is putting it lightly. Broken, strange home. Well, yeah, my mother and father divorced. That was like not a big deal. A lot of kids can handle that. After that, my father remarried to a woman who turned out to be my nemesis. And I did not have a good childhood because of it. And then my father became an alcoholic, and a lot of different things happened. I moved away from them at a certain time to go live with my mother, who was up in the Albany area, and certain people that she was remarried to, I had a hard time with. It was an extremely troubled and unsafe, chaotic childhood.
Oh, silent moving chill, it's looking you're not mine to touch, and I dare not speak. I need your presence, be you dead or alive. My misery demands your company to survive.
Happy Rhodes' youth is spilled out across these 4 CDs. Even the covers reveal her disaffection. She's painted alien vampires and malevolent wraiths that wouldn't be out of place on a heavy metal album.
I painted a lot, and that's the kind of stuff I painted and still do occasionally. And I don't see that as dark either. A lot of people are afraid to look at pictures like that, and I think it's creative. I love to, well, I'm also a sci-fi freak, so I guess.
The imagery is dark, but listeners can find solace in her music. Rhodes found comfort in the music of Kate Bush, the British singer with whom she's often compared. Happy Rhodes readily admits the influence.
There's a certain feminine, piercing, angelic quality that I like. Granted, in the last four albums, the earlier four albums, I sound very much like Kate Bush, because when I was in my very formative songwriting years, from 15 to 17 years old, I was listening to Kate Bush and singing along with her records. That's how I learned to sing, basically. Before that, it was Queen. And, you know, they all have these high, high ranges, so, you know, that'll do it.
Rhodes also shares Bush's love of synthesizers, although she's often mentioned along with singer-songwriters like Tori Amos, Suzanne Vega, and the Indigo Girls. The music on her latest album, War Paint, is almost totally electronic. It's a contrast to her earlier music, on which you can picture the young Rhodes alone in her room, her long, perfectly straight brown hair covering her face as she hunches over an acoustic guitar. That image may be accurate, but in her mind, she was hunched over a bank of synthesizers.
When I was composing everything on acoustic guitar, it was because that's what I had to use. It wasn't by choice, necessarily. And there wasn't a lot of strumming. There weren't a lot of folk chords. It was all millions of minor keys, you know what I mean? It was just very dark, and it didn't come out sounding folk, even though it was mainly on acoustic guitar. And that's because in my head, I was hearing that sound. I was striving for that War Paint sound. So there isn't really a huge change in my mind, but I can understand that other people, an objective person listening to it, you know, it's like, oh, first she's folk, and then she's electronic.
The sound design of War Paint may not be new, but Rhodes' outlook is. She still writes about demons, only now she's not confronting them or seeking redemption. On pieces like Waking Up, she sees the silver lining.
We all watch the news every night. When you watch the news, it bums you out. And there's a lot of nasty stuff going on, and corporate world is really kind of constantly stepping on, trotting on the environment and the little man and this and that. And it's very depressing and very frustrating. But every once in a while, I see a story about, you know, some old woman flying into a burning home to save a goldfish. And I go, yeah, that's the spirit. That's the way everyone should be. That is life encompassed right there, as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, so every once in a while, you have to really look for them. But there are stories about people doing incredible things to help other people and to you know, better the earth. And that's what Waking Up is about. There's a breath of
despite the title War Paint, Happy Rhodes' latest album is a playground of positive energy.
The world kind of like dumped on me and revolved around me when I was writing that other material. When I wrote War Paint, the world was like this big bubble that I could explore. It was like, I'm getting really foofy now. But it was more, life is an adventure now as compared to a dismal, you know, being trotted upon.
For Echoes, I'm Kimberly Haas.
We're going to hear something from the Happy Rhodes album called War Paint. This is All Things. Some music by Happy Rhodes from her album War Paint. Coming up in the next half hour, we'll be hearing another singer, Lorena McKennitt, as well as three Mustafas III, as Echoes continues from APR, American Public Radio.